today?
Oh, I like. Look, I miss.
I'm sick of these damn shits right here, bro.
What?
You don't get none of these? If so-and-so...
Oh, this is your sign? Type shit? Yeah, sometimes that kind of...
If you don't claim this, you'll have bad luck.
Yeah, that shit kind of does get... That shit really does get annoying. I don't do it. I did this shit too many times and getting pissed is pissing me off. I ain't gonna cop.
It's always as soon as I get on damn TikTok, too.
Like, he's like, nigga, you have to do it.
Say it. Damn, that's not a good damn shit.
Can't a whole see? Afro, nigga. Nah, I'm missing my little afro.
She got damn twist now, though.
Nigga, I'm missing my little afro now.
He said he missing his little afro. His little fro.
Oh, fro, bruh. Even though it was like fuzzy up top, I asked her just to shape it up. Cut that bitch down with scissors. I thought she said, like, when she said scissors, like, cut it down, like, you know, shape it up with scissors. She like, then all of a sudden she got the hair like, she got my hair like this, and she's like, look, pinch it.
She pinched your shit?
Pinch my shit, and then did like this. I'm like, oh, nigga, no.
You want your ass whooped, huh?
She cut my shit down. My afro is too small. I like, yeah, damn.
You call her a stud.
That's a fucking stud. That look like from a distance, that's a boy. That's a.
Excuse me, sir.
I am a boy, Damon.
I am a boy, Damon.
Damon. Talking about this shit.
Bro, we look. Damn. I'm a damn shoulder hurt.
I'm a boy, Damon.
Damn.
Why you dead like that?
What? Why must he stop?
My guys.
Let's see what the fuck this is. I want to see the damn comments real quick.
Go down. Nigga, fuck that nigga.
That my favorite YouTube. That my nigga right there.
Go back down.
Will you
go
see
down.
Some ass or something?
Go down.
No, I'm not going to the fucking
go
I'm not going to MJ. Fuck MJ. Fuck MJ.
Why you hating on that? Why you hating on that? That sugar and spice and everything nice. And then some, my nigga. Beware, you gonna be all right. And your future is gonna be bright.
You see me giving you the damn side eye, right?
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. You nigga, shut the fuck up.
And what he said, like, nigga, shut your bitch ass.
Yes. I was like, boy, if you don't. Oh, shit. I couldn't do. God damn, nigga, you about to spark a fucking fire? Shit. I couldn't do veneers, nigga. You got the same buck teeth on each row, my nigga.
But yeah, he had straight teeth before then. Yeah, he said his teeth was good before then.
Now, nigga, he trying to get the pearly whites, nigga. He trying to get those chompers, nigga. You got the.
Yeah, your dumb ass.
I forgot my surgery. God damn.
Your dumb ass. How you forget that fast?
Oh, no, because I can't feel the pain like that.
I bet you feel that, though, nigga.
I did. That shit fucking hurt. It's like. Oh, shit.
Now, what we learned?
Why you hating?
I'm not hating. You go on their DMs and get a nigga.
It's not that shit. Like, that shit gonna happen. Nigga, I ain't that person that's gonna do far away this type shit, nigga.
We grown. Nigga, we can take flights and shit.
That sound like a lot of money, nigga.
True, but will it be worth it?
Shit, fuck, I don't know, nigga. It might be.
I'm saving a bunch of videos right now.
Was that a puppy video? Go back.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
Oh, that's those puppy interview type shits. Nigga, people be making money off that.
Puppy interview?
Yeah. Let me see that shit, nigga. He's like, let me see that shit, nigga.
Excuse me.
All in the mic, damn.
Cool, we 25 minutes in. We ain't even talk about shit.
All right, we got to stop looking at shit like this.
Shut up, nigga.
All right, we got to pause or some shit.
Eli Manning looking ass biatch.
Okay, let me holler at that. A little bit. Let me holler at that shoe real quick, bro. That's matter of fact, since we see a picture, like, bro, with Killer Mike, let me say some shit. How the fuck do you win a Grammy for Album of the Year and niggas didn't even hear your shit in a while? That's what I want to know.
Who, Killer Mike?
Yeah.
I ain't never heard his shit.
That's what I'm saying. You either didn't hear his shit in a while or you never even, god damn. Doom. You either never even hear this shit and then all of a sudden this nigga got Album of the Year. I like, how, when, and exactly the fuck did he get this shit?
And the fuck? Oh my lord.
I remember you used to see King V all the time. But anyway, okay, we got to stop doing that shit because we getting sidetracked again. But the thing is, how in the world do you get Album of the Year, but nobody heard your shit before?
Like, hey, well, you know, the votes is not like how regular votes, like how MTV Awards is.
Yeah.
They got like a secret society, a secret group who does the voting and shit like that too.
Yeah, I get that shit. You got 3.9 million listens all together. Oh, wait, a lot. I did see this album before. But I think it's the Michael album that, right here.
Nope. I ain't never seen that fat.
That's why I'm saying I saw it, but nigga, I never heard anything from it. And the thing is, like, Ty Dolla Sign, you got Jagged Edge on here, Young Thug is on here. See, you got CeeLo Green on here.
Forget you.
But the thing is, nobody heard your fucking album, but you got Album of the Year. And fuck the society, nigga. Like, you thought, damn, you thought Drake would have went in and got the Album of the Year, or somebody else would have got Album of the Year.
Oh, you know, of course, Taylor Swift.
Nigga, honestly, I'm surprised she didn't get that shit.
I'm surprised too, but she won like two awards, I think, two or three.
Yeah, but the thing is, and also, Miley Cyrus won her first ever Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
Damn.
Good for her.
Offer a new song, Flowers.
Good for her. Even though some people be clowning her on every time when she talk. What was that freaking video I showed you? Say, even though it's not like that. Anyways. Like, nigga. Went ahead, somebody, bruh, somebody clipped it with somebody was farting in the toilet. Like, wah, 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 wah. that shit was disrespectful. I ain't gonna cap. But I'm thinking, like, honestly, I wouldn't even hate if, like, what, a freaking Taylor Swift did get the Album of the Year. But the thing is,
I would have been hating, because how the fuck the Chiefs are in the damn Super Bowl?
Matter of fact,
and she won a goddamn Grammy Award.
You're right. Matter of fact, correct that. I would have hated, but I wouldn't hate it as much as she got it than Killer Mike got it, because nobody had listened, because not a majority of people listened to that album. And the thing is like, he got freaking Album of the Year. And then after he got Album of the Year, he got arrested.
Man.
Matter of fact,
I would've let SZA get that damn shit. SZA could've got shit. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Snooze, nigga. I told Bam, Kill ever Bill. Since I told you ever since Snooze, she had this Snooze with thing. I forgot his name.
Justin Bieber?
No, Snooze with the song Snooze. Remember the actor that played off that played as thing off of Victorious?
Andre.
Andre, yeah, the actor that played Andre. He went ahead and wrote the song with her. And guess what? He got his first Grammy, too, as well.
Oh, yeah.
For writing that song.
Writing Grammy.
Yeah, a writing Grammy. And she got it for, and she got the song, what was the Song of the Year or something like that?
I think it was.
Like, and guess what? Remember when I told you when that song first came out, when I heard it, I said, bruh, she go get, I said, both of them going to get a Grammy off this shit.
You did
what,
call it, nigga.
Yeah, I did call it. I said, they going to get
Grammy.
I thought it was with that. Either one, nigga. Yeah, I don't fucking know, nigga. But, like, listen, I knew she was going to get an award. And I ain't going to cap. But the thing was, he got arrested. Let me read this article. How Killer Mike got arrested. It says, damn. It says, Killer Mike reflects on his Grammy night arrest. I could have scummed. I can't pronounce. Now, let me see how illiterate and dumb I am. Let's see.
Oh gosh.
Succumbed. Ain't no way to succumb. Succumbed. That's how you spell succumbed. Succumbed.
I never heard
like,
that word.
That's what I'm saying. That's how you spell succumbed. I thought it was succumb, like, you know.
S-U-R?
Yeah, something like that. Succumbed. to anger. I could have succumbed to anger, but I'm just grateful. It said, God, and this is from peoples.com by David Quinn, published this year, February 9th, 2024. God showed me within 24 hours that there's something more important than even the accolades you've worked for, the Atlanta rapper said Thursday. Nigga, I be like this. I say, fuck your accolade, nigga. How the fuck you got album of the year, bitch? No, nigga, you should have saw Kai Cenat reaction to that shit. He like, what the fuck?
Nah, I seen Kai Cenat reaction to Cardi.
What she got a Grammy for?
Who?
Cardi.
Not Cardi B. Cardi. Playboy Cardi.
Oh, Playboy Cardi. Well,
when he went to Aiden's stream, you see that shit?
Yeah, and then didn't he do, they said he did him, they did Aiden dirty because he was there for 15 minutes.
Yes.
And he signed a deal or whatever to get like a mil or 2 mil or something.
$2 million in a Ferrari.
$2 million in a Ferrari?
Yes.
From Aiden?
Yes.
To be on stream for about the whole stream, but he was only there for 15 minutes and gone.
And they were dancing, came to the camera and said, I love y'all. I love y'all. 2024 new music. I love y'all. He did a little shit and everything. Aiden was playing Cardi music and shit like that, bro.
But the thing is, you know, bet money, you know Aiden probably got more money than him.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Nigga, like Aiden and Kai Cenat, right. You know they got more money than any of these other young rappers.
Aiden had cash in a bag. None but cash. He said, I got the money right here. He opened a bag, cash. Nigga, come on, bro.
To be honest with you, if a dude showed me that, like right there in front of my face, I'm honoring that contract.
Nigga, I am there. Nigga,
like I'm honoring like that whole stream. I'm honoring that contract. If I wrote that shit down, saying like if the thing is, I felt like if the contract showed, I wish he would have said in print, "You is required to get this money, and if it is required to you for choir, for you to stay here the whole entire stream." Nigga, he should have put,
I would have been there.
That's what I'm saying. But the thing is, I felt like he didn't put that in the contract. If he put that in the contract, there was no other way Cardi could have made that loophole. He should have put that in the contract right there, fine print, saying like, if you go out here, nigga, like, and you do not stay here for the whole stream, you thereby forfeit the money and the car.
You know what? I don't even know what time they was there to, cause nigga, when I went to sleep, bro, I just woke back up and I seen that shit was happening. Goddamn, Tuner Savage, Tuner called his ass, talking about something. Hey, dog, we got to talk. $2 million, nigga. I'm on that bitch for free. He said, we got to talk.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, that's kind of fucked up. Like, I think because, like, people, yeah, it's money. But I think it's just me because I would rather honor the contract and honor the agreement instead of just doing like that. Like, yo, I'm here. Like, if you ask me to, yeah, bro, I'm here for you, bro. I'm here. I got you, bro. Don't even have to do it for the money. Like, yo, I could just be a part of it. Or some shit like that. But, like, you know, if you do it for money, you got a contract, you got to honor that shit.
Right.
But the thing is, bet money, he did not put any requirements on that shit. He just said, show up there, you get the money in the car.
I don't know. But, like, it's hard to get damn Playboi Carti on shit now. Like, it's hard to get that nigga in an interview. Like, when was the last time? Because he just want to be mysterious. Let me see. Damn, I can't talk. I can't spell.
I feel like you can be mysterious, but,
like the nigga came.
I feel
on,
like
he came on stream with a mask on. With a mask on, nigga.
To be honest with you, bro, I feel like you know who's more who's the most mysterious rapper to me is?
Who?
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, cause you barely see that nigga now.
Yeah, dude. You barely see him even when he first started. Like you saw him, but then you barely see him. He barely let you into his personal life. He just tell you what you need to know, and that's it. And going.
You gonna tell him?
Like, he'll be there for your interview. He answer the questions you ask him, but he would not go into any other detail if you go ahead and ask about anything personal. Like, if it's, like, personal, like, that he can answer it, yeah. But if it's, like, two in his family and all that, he answer. He said, mind your business.
You should fuck up. That's how you look, nigga.
Let's get the fuck out of here. I said, nigga, that shit is over. You ain't get the fuck out of here, my nigga. I'll give you a consultation money. But no, it says, right, it says, Killer Mike is counting his blessings in the face of what might leave, what might leave many others bitter. Hell yeah, I am bitter, a good bit bitter, nigga. Yeah, I stuttered throughout that whole process of saying that whole sentence. It's a 48-year-old Atlanta rapper whose real name is Michael Renard was arrested on Sunday at the 2024 Grammy Awards and booked on a misdemeanor after an alleged physical altercation with a security guard. You got a cramp?
My damn knee started hurting.
Oh, that's that old age coming to
you. Shut up, nigga.
That's that old age, my nigga. Like, see, all of a sudden, my knee. My back. My neck and my back.
It's about to rain soon, nigga.
I had a feeling he was gonna say some shit like it's about to rain. Oh shit, goddamn my knee, brother. It about to rain soon. I feel Hurricane Irma on the way. Goddamn. Oh, it's a big fucking one too. Ooh, that bitch staying. We could do old people skits. Ooh, that bitch staying.
Get the mustard. I gotta crap. Get the mustard.
That nigga's that old remedy, nigga. Get the mustard. Get the mustard. Make sure that shit fresh.
Bring a spoon, too. Oh,
goddamn. Not no teaspoon. Tablespoon.
Whew.
Oh, Lord. Oh, goddamn.
And bring the quarters on.
I got an old person laugh right there. Bring the quarters on.
We got to start doing the old nigga skits, bro.
Quarters on is crazy. It was an incident.
My cheeks hurt.
I can't smile much. It was an incident that happened not too long ago after Mike nearly swept the Grammys for rapper. These niggas said four as in the number four instead of F-O-R.
Oh, these niggas slow.
No, look, they say Grammys four. Four. Okay.
Let me see, nigga.
No, I had to skim through with four categories. Yeah, I had to see it because why did it say four? I had to skim through that bitch. It said four categories. Like,
and then you had a slow moment.
Because it said four rap categories. Winning three trophies, including Best Rap Album. Damn. I can read, but damn, I said, that tells me. Skim through this shit before you pick out.
Proofread, nigga. Proofread.
Proofread that shit before you go in and say they did an error. Mm-hmm. It said rap categories, winning three trophies, including Best Rap Album, which is, nigga. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For his LP, Michael. That's the album, Michael. During the show's pre-telecast ceremony, and though his celebrations were cut short with the music maker handcuffed and escorted out of the Crypto.com arena by officers for the Los Angeles Police Department, he told GQ in an interview published Thursday that he used his time while detained in conversation with his higher power. Yeah, we're not going through all this right now.
Yeah, nigga, you see?
Because we got the wide-angle lens. This nigga can finally stand up. He's shit up a little bit more. Huh? You see a damn hand. But the thing is, I don't get how in the world. Like, I know it's hating and all that, but still, majority of everybody can agree. How in the hell you got album of the year? Nobody must listen to that album whole thing, huh?
I said, everybody didn't listen to that whole shit. I don't even know who that is.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even know what that shit is either.
I ain't never heard.
Because when I heard Killer Mike, I said, who? When you told me look at it when I was recording my video, I saw replays. He said, Killer Mike, album of the year, Killer. I said, like, you know, Drake. Who else? Fucking Drake.
He made a song with Drake.
No, I'm saying, no, the album of the year. Who else made an album last year? Oh. 2023. Let me see. Nigga. Because you had Drake. Then you had, like, you know, Taylor Swift. Then you had, let's see.
You was on Bone Crusher? I'm outside of the club and they think I'm a punk.
Okay, you.
Yeah, 39 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, you know, whoever other rapper or other songwriter or other, you know, musician made an album, like rapper, singer, whoever, you be thinking like, you know, Taylor Swift or Drake or something like that. Then all of a sudden you hear Killer Mike. I said, who the fuck
is that?
Nigga, look, no, this is my face. Look, when I heard that shit, I said, who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is Killer Mike, nigga? I never heard this nigga. I probably did when I was younger, but I ain't hear none of his damn music, bitch. Like, who the fuck is that? Killer Mike, and then I was legit pissed. I was pissed off to the highest of pissedivity. Like, who the fuck, who listened to this nigga? When I looked on Spotify, I said, nigga, you only got 3.2 million monthly listeners.
That nigga, that ain't shit.
I said, who the fuck is you?
I supposed to make more than you.
nigga. And that, bet, I ain't gonna lie, I be thinking shit too. I get the shout out of the doubt, nigga. I gave her the shout out of the doubt. Ice Spice, I put her a type thing album of the year. Ice Spice, I even give it to her to give her a chance. Probably, I'm still on one of her lyrics. She said,
I give it to her on a MTV Awards.
I got you, yeah. But listen, I heard one of the thing is, look, the thing was, when I heard that thing, she said, bitch, you think you the shit. You not even the foreign. I like, then I heard that shit, I like, ain't no fucking way. I like this, ain't no fucking way. She just said that shit in those lyrics. I said, I sat right there. I said, you know what, nigga, I have heard it all. I have heard it all, my nigga. I heard all the lyrics that I need to hear from all rappers, from all ages, from all eras, my nigga. This motherfucker just said, bitch, you think you the shit, you not even the fart.
I didn't say you not even the fuck.
A fart? A fuck? I thought she said fart, my nigga. I thought she said fart. She probably said fuck, but like, listen, the thing was, somebody went ahead, and you know, remember Pop's regular show? I'm thinking like, what are you doing? But now, remember Pop's from regular show?
Yeah.
Somebody did this shit in Pop's voice. He said, look, he said this. He said, what he said? You think you the feces? He said, female dog. He said, you're not even the flatulence. I like,
nigga, why?
Nigga, what? I said, nigga, what? I don't know why.
That's like the damn,
Because when I heard it like that, in that version of what Pops would say, I like, that shit don't even sound even better, nigga.
That sound worse.
All right.
Have you heard the Plankton shit when they had Chris Brown singing?
No.
Bro, that shit was hilarious, bro.
Fucking Killer Mike won that shit, and then they got arrested for fucking messing with a security guard for altercation with a goddamn security guard.
Nigga, how you get arrested for messing with a security guard?
I said, and who the fuck is this security guard?
That bitch ass security guard, it's nits and ass. Mm. Nigga, you should have punched his ass.
Was it with your bitch ass?
With your bitch ass.
Shit, you know what? Let's get this other thing. Keep on talking. That shit made me jump. I ain't okay. Okay. I like, but nah. You know what's crazy?
Hold on. If y'all don't know by now, it's your boy Band Two Times.
Your boy Zach the Right, KZTR.
And welcome to Southern Royals.
Yeah. I stared at that shit for good salad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit remind me of Nemo when those goddamn pelicans. Mine.
Mine.
And speaking of rappers, let's get on Drake's situation, nigga. You ever heard on Twitter shit got leaked?
What got leaked?
I ain't gonna cap, this is before I knew, until I did more research, I said, you know what, it says some pictures of Drake got leaked, and I searched up Drake on Twitter, then I paused, so I said, freeze, I said, when I heard that thing, I said, he said some pictures of Drake, I like, you know what, let me do more research on TikTok and stuff, where everything is not all, you know, everything is censored and shit, so I won't be caught off guard. And then once they show something, he laid in the bed with the blur, I like, oh, I said, you know what? Like I said, thank God I went back and did research, because I said, I would have been scarred for life, my nigga.
Think we'll look at Drake the same.
I would, hell no, we'll look at that nigga the same. I like, you know what? Thank God I did. Well, apparently, Drake must be sending like a photo to some girl, and she leaked that shit on Twitter, like, you know, showing his pole, his
dangling, like,
showing his rod,
you know,
showing his rod, and then now, but the thing is, I feel like now, you know, whoever did that is in a whole bunch of legal trouble. Then a whole bunch of legal trouble after that shit.
Just like the girl with the hot sauce shit.
Remember nigga, that? I don't get why. If the girl with the hot sauce did not succeed of getting money from him or blackmailing him, what do you think, what kind of chance do you think you got against that shit?
Not a damn
thing. You getting sued after that.
Excuse me.
Nigga, his agent's gonna find you, everybody gonna find you, whoever gonna find you, he will sue the shit out you with that money.
Now, motherfuckers gonna find out where that shit came from. Like, niggas on the internet, police can track that shit.
Oh, God, and the thing is, it's like, I'm glad I did. I'm gonna scar myself for life when I saw that shit. I said, you know what? Let me go back and see what they talking about.
All you had to do was type in Drake.
Yeah, and guess what? I got scarred. Guess what? I typed in Drake. But guess what? It just showed Drake like this. Like, you know that, what was that thing? He said, this is my alter ego. It only showed that. Thank God it only showed that.
Embarrassing.
It really showed that. That was it. That was it. Because then I said, you know what? I scrolled down and I didn't let it. It's like my phone. I scrolled like this. I said, hold up. Put the phone down. I said, wait. Because they said something. Drake got exposed some pics. Because when I heard pics, I like, it's not the pics that you're thinking of. It's the different type of pics. I said, you know what? Let me freeze and let me do research back on what they talking about with the censored version. Thank God I did. And then, but now, if you saw comments under that shit, you had girls saying like this. And you know, people were doing that. Like, women do that and put their relationship under strain. And this is, like, sometimes, like why some relationships be fucked up now. Some girls gonna go ahead and put comments saying, I wish my man had that. She said, if you come to my city, like, you know, I go up and down on that shit like that. Like, girls would kept on putting comments and comments under that shit. And the thing is, one girl said, I watched this how many times by myself, then I watched it, and then I showed it to me and my man's watched it together.
What the fuck is he watching it?
I don't fucking know, but the thing is probably making him feel bad. And the thing is, that's bad because you put more strain in your relationship, and that's why, like, you know, it's like, some people say it's hard to find love, my nigga. Like, it's like,
what's it, that shit get?
You like, you putting all that shit, like, if I had a girl, she just like, and I saw her look at it, like, you know what? She says, baby, look, I said, get the fuck out. I said, you gotta go. I said, you gots to go.
I'm not doing no talking, though.
Yeah, I'll be like, look, you gotta, look, officer, look.
What?
Why? Just
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Yeah, nah, 10 minutes. You're lucky I didn't give you 5. I'm saying. I say, pack your shit and go.
10 minutes.
Because girls, we kept on talking, like, putting all in the comments saying, like, oh, I wouldn't mind riding that. I like, oh, my God. Then they say, if you come to my city, I show you a good time. I said, you bitches ain't shit.
First of all, that nigga not going to fuck with y'all because y'all some regular ass bitches.
Yeah, real quick. And we saying,
no, like, offense to y'all bitches, but you know.
I'm just saying, we saying bitches because of the woman that ain't shit. We ain't saying bitches because of the woman, to every woman I referred, like, to everyone. We talk about the women that really ain't worth two goddamn pennies.
I'm saying bitches because of bitches. No, I'm playing.
See, this nigga about get us canceled. Or you talking about me? I'm saying bitch. I'm just saying bitches. Nah, we just talk about the women's when we were 2 cents, 2 pennies, and a piece of chocolate cake.
Nigga, what?
I don't fucking know. I'm fat. I'm hungry.
No, yes.
I didn't eat nothing, bro.
Nigga, you should tell. I could have got something down, nigga.
Nah, man. I feel like making a tomato biscuit with grilled cheese. Cause you wanna know why I wanna make it? Cause my mom asked me to fucking make that shit. Because every time, bro, I made it from scratch, like, chicken noodle soup. And that shit was good. Then the mom said, you gonna make tomato biscuit? Like, I did the same thing as she did to us when our parents were little. You eat what I cook. She got pissed. You eat what I cook.
Yeah, how the tables have turned, huh, mother? The tables have turned, huh?
Nigga, one time, you know how bad I screwed that whole saying up? I said, we'll have the turn out tables. She said, what? I like, what?
I said, nothing.
I said, we'll have the turns have tables. I like, damn, how the fuck did I screw that shit up, nigga? It's like you sit down, you be thinking like, how the hell I screwed that up? It's supposed to say that. Yeah, like that shit come out my mouth. Like, it's supposed to say how the tables have turned. I said, well, how the turn have tables. I like, when I said that, she looked at me. I said, I'm going to my room. Like, after that, I'm going to my room. I'm done. I can't even do it. But yeah, like, nigga, nudes is crazy. Nigga, like, you getting sued.
You're going to jail. He was Rico Strong.
Huh?
He pulled like he was Rico Strong.
Nah, the thing is, pause on this. This how he was, like, because they blurred it all out. I said, thank God. Because, look, I just took one good look. I like, what the fuck? Like, when I, like, this how slow I was. He like this. Then it was like, so I like, what the fuck is that? And I like, oh,
that nigga, had
nigga
the full
what
view.
The fuck? Like,
that nigga said this.
He was like this, spread like eagle like this, send a picture. You know it was a pic. He like this. And, like, pause on this, holding this shit. I like, yo. I like, yo.
He put on time. Look, he put on time.
Yeah. No, because the thing was, no, he had a camera with the phone. He like this. He like.
Oh, he put on selfie mode.
Yeah, no, it was like a reflection in the mirror like this. Oh. I like, oh, that shit fucking wild. Oh. And then all of a sudden, he sent it to the girl. And the girl, I don't know, she must be sent it to her friends or whatever. And they went ahead and leaked it out or whatever. That shit got leaked. I said, damn, we went from Drake putting hot sauce in a fucking condom from the girl suing him for putting hot sauce in a condom because her shit is burning with her dumb ass mistake, to now Drake getting exposed. I'm like, damn, when is nigga gonna get a break?
Never.
I'm like, damn, I said, you right, because he's the number, he's like, bruh, the number two most listened artist in the U.S., nigga?
Probably more.
Nah, because Taylor Swift is number one. No, Weeknd, no. Weeknd's number one. Taylor Swift, number two. Drake
don't drop shit.
Drake is number three.
Who's number two?
Taylor Swift. Oh Weeknd is Weeknd. The Weeknd is number one.
He don't drop music neither. Fuck that.
But nigga, do you understand how many people play his music around the world? And it's catchy.
I messed up listening to that nigga though.
Me too. I ain't gonna lie. I listened to some of his old shit.
That's when I stopped listening. After that,
like, when I heard the new stuff, people said like, "I get it, you got your taste," but I still like the old Weeknd. I like the old Weeknd. We had that goddamn that hairstyle.
Oh yeah, that
one in the back, like that type of cartoonish type of hairstyle.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you. That's the last song I heard, but oh, I love it. But I love it, bitch.
Oh yeah, since we going through, because this is gonna be like almost like a shortish episode, because we gotta cut some shit.
I must say shit. It might be a long.
Yeah,
because
get the most topics. Yeah, because we just talk a lot of shit. But nah, listen. Okay, let's get to the more important stuff out the way first. You know they had a like you know.
Go ahead, Nick.
Like look at my face. I like.
I'm trying to find the remote.
I thought I had. No.
Did you hide that bitch?
No, I had this shit. I think I put it back down.
Yeah, it's fucking.
It's in my lap. No, it's not in my lap. What the fudge? Did it drop? Okay, we just used the whole segment looking for a damn remote.
Go ahead, Nick. Keep talking to me. Damn! God damn, nigga. We got indigestion?
I should talk. I can't
see shit. Indigestion.
Shit. I bet people get sick and tired of listening. Like, I'm tired of these niggas burping my fucking ear. Nigga, it's right. You had it, though. Nah, but listen, the thing was, they had a press conference. You know how they always had a press conference with
Oh, please let me edit this video. Yeah. That shit was right there.
But nah, remember how they had the press conference, you know, with social media and all that? You know, with press conference with Mark Zuckerberg, they've been on Mark Zuckerberg's ass for ever since Facebook started.
Why?
No, because remember, you know, privacy thing and all that, you know, social media and type things and kids and all that, you know, because he was on basically a number one shit list.
Oh.
And then, you know, next after that was the person, the CEO and creator of TikTok. Because, you know, the government, leaking out government information because they said Japan and all that. Mm-hmm. They leaking out government information. But turns out it was a motherfucker who worked in the White House who went ahead and leaked all secret government information on a Fortnite Discord server. And while they were talking, that man was leaking it out just because, like, people saying, like, oh, you don't work there at the White House. This nigga just did that to show proof.
Oh, shit. They don't work. All right, nigga.
That's the most dumbest shit I ever saw in my life. But now they had
let a little kid or a middle-aged person tell you that you don't work at the White House. You a dumbass.
Yeah, but the thing is, they had a press conference with everybody, like Snapchat, Twitter, you know, X formerly known as Twitter, Snapchat, Twitter, Mark Zuckerberg for Instagram, you know, the Meta universe and Facebook, and TikTok. All four CEOs were there. And the thing was, they were chewing Mark Zuckerberg alive. Because the thing is, they say kids don't like, social media is bad for kids. The thing is,
why are they on the bitch then?
No, the thing is, one dude from Georgia, I think the Senate or the Speaker from Georgia, I forgot who his position was. He just, damn. And we will change the battery.
Be right back. New commercial break.
Put that edit. We'll be right back. The hell was that?
I don't know. I think I'm gonna cut it right here.
Nigga, take a bean shit. Goddamn. Let it out, nigga. Nah, nigga, people at the job, bro. Niggas just let loose in that fucking toilet.
I ain't gonna lie, I took me a shit one day. I took me a Friday.
What the fuck you laughing at, nigga? The way you said, like, I'm like, bro, I took a shit one day. I said, like, my brain, like, everybody took a shit, nigga.
For the first time in your life, nigga?
God, like, damn, nigga, like, you took a shit, like, what, yo, fucking 22 years of on this earth, nigga? Damn!
That's your first shit, nigga?
Damn!
You telling me that them other rest of the years you ain't shit?
Nigga, that's what I'm thinking. That's bro, I took a shit. I say, damn, your first ever shit, nigga? Damn. Oh, we gotta use this shit as a cutout right here. That's your first ever shit, nigga? Damn. Man, I took the shit the other day. Damn, your first ever shit?
I'll put that shit on TikTok.
That's cutout number one. Shit.
I took shit the first time. Now I can say it. I took a shit for the first time in public.
No, first public shit?
This is not my first public shit. It's probably like my third or fourth.
This motherfucker keep count. I'm sorry, because like that. This nigga keep counting. It just took me off guard. This nigga keep count of his shits. Oh, damn. Oh, that's wild. Oh, damn. But no, let's get. But yeah.
It's my fault.
Oh, Lord. Nigga, I would say that shit right there, too. Let's, but nah, they was on Mark Zuckerberg behind, bruh. Because here it is. Social media is bad for everybody. It's like, we don't know why. Well, not don't know why. The thing is, yeah. What else? How far can you go to keep kids off social media? Otherwise, telling them like once they make an account to show your real age and all that, and show like you know take a picture of your license plate. Right. I mean your license, your driver's license, and then take a picture of yourself to show that's a real driver's license front and back, and a picture of yourself to match it. Right. The thing is, that's the only way I can think of doing it to keep kids off of it.
Or face recognition.
Yeah, that too. Because they can just lie about their age making an account. Shit, we did.
I said, you did.
Yeah, we did when we first did Facebook. But that's when Facebook wasn't that wild and all that.
And it was wild back then.
It was wild.
Bad.
Yeah, it was wild. But it was you true. And but we knew how to handle it. And the thing is, like with kids, they said, well, all this stuff from emotional distress and all that, and people like you know, people kept on insulting them and bullying.
That's their fault.
I'd be thinking like this, like. And the parent, they said the parents are here right now. So I said, look, if it was me, I said, so have you ever told your kids just to turn the shit off?
Right.
Have you ever told the kids just to log out? Have you ever told the kids to delete the account, just forget about the shit, don't be on social media? No, you haven't. Because the thing is, I feel like, how the hell, I said, can they hurt you? Can they hurt you in real life? No, but they can hurt me by words. We'll turn the shit off. You can't read what they said.
If they can hurt you by words, you're not gonna make it in this damn world. I can tell you that right now.
The thing is, like at times, like it hurts you, but sometimes you, at this point in time, you just got to like keep it pushing, put it in one, let it go in one ear, out the other. Don't let it keep on like just stir you up.
I mean, haha, you a wild
like,
boy.
Like when you know how some older generation saying like our generation, like Gen Zs, or like we saw. Nah, it's pertaining to some certain people. But like younger generations enough, them niggas is getting soft.
Them niggas soft as fuck.
Like I know we ain't all like you know we ain't all tough and all that, but they softer than us. Let's get that shit straight.
Them niggas don't even want no sex in no damn movies.
Nigga, that shit pissed me off. I said, nigga, I wanna see a titty from time. I wanna see a titty popping out from time to time, nigga. Like when all of a sudden you said
that in my mom.
Why you said that like that? Put it in my mouth.
Put it in my mouth.
But the thing is,
I gotta pass gas real quick.
You gotta take a fart. That nigga about to fall. Oh, damn. You nigga standing in the fucking hallway. I thought it would be like last one, nigga said, hey, damn.
My inhaler.
Not the inhaler. Oh, shit. But nah, Once the dude in Georgia kept on saying, like, the internet is bad. Yeah, the internet is bad. The internet been bad ever since this shit been created. Nigga, like, what can you stop? How can you stop your kids from being on, like, the internet? You can't stop that shit. But then once they got to Mark Zuckerberg, they went ahead. You know how they make, how you can make communities and groups on Facebook, right? Well, apparently they found one group. The government, they had basically found, under investigation, they have found a group where people, like, legit went ahead, like a group full of pedophiles went ahead and sold underage teens, like sold teenagers to other, basically. And that was on his group, and that group that was on Facebook, and that been on Facebook for a good while.
Oh hell no!
And the thing is, people, and they saying like what, and then Mark Zuckerberg saying like, well, our AI generated thing, like, you know, to sort through groups and stuff, is not all that perfect. Then I'm thinking, like, nigga, if it's not all that perfect, why didn't you go ahead after AI went ahead and did this little sweep? Then you had got a couple of people to manually go ahead and look over these groups again to make sure of this shit. And, bro, I'm talking about, she was chewing them up. This nigga tried to explain. I said, nigga, you can't explain shit. You
gotta take your ill in silence.
Yeah, for real, like, bro, like, she legit eating you alive. And for the people who want to see this press conference, go on YouTube and type in, like, you know, the, I forgot because my brother had popped it up, like, the 2024, like, social media, like, you know, conference or whatever, like that. But they had that conference. But the thing was, you cannot, he could not dig himself out of a hole that he already dig himself in.
Oh, no, he was stuck,
like,
in
nigga, if you was already on the government or the governor's, like, shitless ever since the first bad thing happened on Facebook, nigga, they ain't gonna let you go.
What was the first bad thing that happened on Facebook?
I forgot, but they also went ahead and passed, like, how many, like, I forgot the word I'm looking for. Not trees, not, like, papers or documents, basically
trees,
saying, like,
regulate
or something back that, saying, like, hey, like, we done did this, like, how many times, but you never came to agree to it. Like, he said, but now it took you how many times or how many years to come here and finally say, like, you going to agree to these regulations or whatever, or come and talk to us about this regulation, see we can, you know, come to a meeting, to a stalemate,
right,
to even it out. The thing is, nigga, I like, nigga, Mark Zuckerberg is worth a couple $1 billion.
Yeah.
Nigga. And guess what? To be honest with you, when you look at it and you saw the press conference, he was more focused on making money than to protect the kids from social media. Like, to make the social media a little bit more safe.
Shit, put an age restriction on that.
Nigga, you can even see, like, when I'm at work and I look at Facebook, I see Facebook groups. You see, like, Freaks at Night.
Oh yeah, I'll be seeing this shit.
Freaks at Night. Cheaters Delight. I'm like, bitch, they got one called Cheaters Delight, nigga?
I ain't heard that one.
Nigga said female pin pad, female, goddamn. Female. How? Look at dog. Shit, dog look cute too, nigga. And she does. But look, dog, nigga.
I think that might be a man.
Damn, see? Thank you. Thank God you said that. Remember the last story I told you about? I was so dumb. I mirrored that bitch to the smart TV, and I did like this. I zoomed in that motherfucker.
What episode was that?
I forgot what episode, but it was like one of, like, when I think we first was starting, like, I think episode 30 something or 40 something. Nigga, I zoomed in that bitch. I like,
ain't no damn way.
Yeah, for us, ain't no fucking way. I say a nigga look good. I'm like, fuck.
And but, mind you, we do not discriminate nobody.
No, I don't discriminate. Just tell me. Just
we
warn
love
me.
Love each and every one of y'all.
Just warn me. Don't scar me for life.
I'm trying to see.
I love my life. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I'm so serious, bro. I feel like I'm a man. You scar me for life. You scar me. Like, I can never look at a woman the same again. You scar me. You hurt me. That's all I can say. I ain't trying to hurt you, but you need to get the fuck up out of here.
You did me wrong. Like, how's this on Facebook? Bare ass.
That was what?
Bare ass.
How the hell that is on Facebook? Good morning. Look like an unwashed ass. I feel dirty by watching this
shit. That shit was cringy as hell.
It was, but, like, I also feel dirty by watching this shit. Like, I, like...
No, wait a minute. Okay.
It looked like it hasn't been washed. But anyway, that's how it is. But I'm thinking, like, nigga, social media has been dangerous ever since that shit started. How can you even make it safe? How can you expect them to make it safe and shit still gonna go buck wild? Okay. Bad shit is still gonna find a way to get to kids.
TikTok, nigga. I'm not saying take TikTok down, but at least put nigga. A TikTok kids.
Nigga. True. But listen, this is another thing about TikTok. Listen, bro, I saw a video, right? I don't like this. You know how some people put some out of... I did a whole pause, nigga.
Oh, no.
You didn't hear what I just said? How the...
I heard this, like, damn, this nigga got real quiet.
But listen, look, see, we get distracted on shit like this, but listen, because you know how some people put some out-of-pocket shit on TikTok, basically? That is wild.
That's one of my homegirls.
That's your what? When you just said that, I was about to start laughing. Okay, that's I'm saying, what the fuck? I'm like this. I'm like
let's lock in.
Okay, I'm like okay. But nah, you know how, back to what I was saying, I'm gonna repeat this shit the third or fourth time. How people say, like, put some out of pocket shit on TikTok saying, like, no, this was one of them. This is a clip that I saw. This black girl really gonna go ahead and say, her sister confront her about this. The girl gonna go ahead and put day 150 or day 100 of not washing my ass. I like, bitch, you said what?
Day 100 of not washing my ass.
I like, that shit is crusty beyond compared. And the thing is, the sister came up to her, and when she was live streaming or whatever, this or doing a video, the sister came up to her room. She said, hey, yo, you need to cut this out. I think it's a little sister, because your shit is interfering with my life. Like, she said, kids coming up to me and talking about you, like, you, like, ask me, like, do you wash your ass? Or something like, oh, you really don't wash your ass? Or am I doing the same thing? Like, do I wash my ass too? Or some shit like that. And the shit is crazy. The 2022 lip logic of how they constructed it. Ew, that looks, ugh.
Disgusting.
The 2008 one looked better. That shit just took my attention like that.
It took mine too. I'm looking at it.
But like, I'm thinking like, that's like, she basically saying like, yo, cut that shit out. Guess what the girl said? That's not my problem. Like, she said, why can't you just tell them, like, you know, leave you alone? She said, I did. They just keep on coming to me and telling me, like, she said, I can't do this because your shit is interfering with my life. She said, I don't care. Nigga.
I was like, bitch, go wash.
Nigga, this be me. Look, I said, me, you, mom ain't home, dad ain't home, outside right now. Shoot me my round.
Fuck outside. We can do it right now.
Nigga, I'll beat your ass right in front of everybody, your goddamn live fans type shit.
I'll beat you. I'm like,
who the, and bro, I said, first of all, who the fuck watches your shit of you not washing your ass? Because if you do, y'all some down bad, stinky, cringy motherfuckers. You know that?
You don't wash neither.
You don't wash it. Nigga, I play that video. I send her that video every damn morning. Did you wash your ass today? Every damn morning, I'm going to send you that goddamn video.
Did you wash today? Did you wash today?
Did you wash it? Did you pray today? Did you pray today? If you didn't, I'm going to you down on some this shit. I couldn't stand that. I don't know why.
That shit was so annoying, bro.
It was. And then all of a sudden, you know, some dude got in an argument because little kids kept on doing it. They hurting themselves. I like, why this little nigga doing this?
This little ding-a-ling.
Hell!
Hell!
That shit was wild, what you just said. That's what I'm saying. Like, hold up.
He said, mama, we be hurting. What are you doing? I'm going to nick you down.
Man, you don't work no more. This shit don't work no more. This shit don't work no more. Mom, take me to the doctor. Stupid ass. That's your dumb ass.
Just a little fast ass tail down.
Just a little fast ass down. Nasty ass boy. It said, you said what? Grammys thank NFL.
Yeah.
Why you say that for?
Because that's the only way she got popular, because of the damn NFL. You realize every game she's on.
Obviously, she what?
She's her face is shown at the game.
Nigga, I hit my jaw with the fucking mic. I was like,
It hurt, didn't it?
It kind of did, like a little tingle. But the thing is, like, I'm thinking, is that sardines? Ew.
Sardines and pickle juice.
Who are these white people concoctions? Let's get back to the Taylor's. Boy, she got a bird nose. Damn, that shit is a fucking beast.
She got a peacock.
That's a kitchen for you. God damn.
You just say that's a kitchen for you?
Yeah, that's a kitchen for you. God damn.
Shit big as hell.
Shit, I'll be whipping up in the kitchen in that bitch.
You see, they gotta put a basketball court in that little motherfucker.
Oh, God. I be thinking like, damn, little tournaments.
I'm saying. Nigga, if we ever get an apartment together, nigga. If you ever get an apartment, nigga, I'm putting a basketball court in my apartment. That's headed too fast.
No, you good. I understand. I had a thing like, this nigga really gonna put a goddamn goal in that big ass area of the apartment.
Hell yeah, nigga. I know where you can dunk on and hang on that bitch, too. I'm over there. What? Yeah, off the backboard.
They just doing their little job right there. They don't even know what the fuck going on inside. These crazy little motherfuckers.
Nigga, yeah. Just enjoying life and doing their job.
Nigga, what are they doing? How much money are they making?
Yeah, how many views they got on this damn show?
Yeah, I don't like it. No.
I'm trying to find a remote.
Sometimes I feel they just shit fake.
172K. How many?
How many?
11 million.
Damn. Yeah. I couldn't be that type of cringy type. Do you see that look? Like how this is? Like sometimes you be like, it's so fake and cringy at the same time.
Like nigga, we can't fake shit.
I don't want to fake shit. I even when I look at my videos, when I request, damn nigga, I cringe myself out a little bit. Like damn, why I fucking? But like when you add music, you don't feel cringy. But like damn,
like it's simple then.
Yeah, it's like, but when you look at this shit, like, you see this guy's like, I just can't believe, bitch, shut the fuck up. Like,
bitch, shut up.
I don't know why. I'll be so pissed, like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Like, who the fuck is you? Like,
I think now, if we had some shit like this, bro, you know what I hate when I'm recording sometimes? Yeah. But now, whenever I start to record, bro, I have nothing to say. Like, everything goes blank. I swear to God. Like, every time I talk, you be like
you don't. RCO. And the thing is, when we record, we don't script none of this out. It's just on the fly. We just got to summarize what we're going to do in the whole video and try to make an intro to it.
I'm saying.
That's me. Then like when I did my cooking video, I'm still editing because I'm trying to make it perfected. This is why I'm taking so long because I'm trying to perfect this shit. And the thing is, I'm surprised I stuttered, like, you know, fumbled over my words a little bit, but I just did everything in one cut. Because I said, you know what? Keep everything in there so people will know it's all original.
Right.
It's not scripted, because if this shit was scripted, nigga, yeah. I still would have fucked it up. I still would have messed it up. Let's be for real. I still would have messed it up if it was scripted.
I'm still going to fuck it up. It's scripted or not.
I'm still going to fuck it up. But the thing is, it's like, it's crazy. And I don't like that Christian, but like, with the NFL, I think you're right. She did get more popular since she was dating Travis Kelce?
Mm-hmm.
Ever since she dated him, nigga, like, she got more popular than it already was with NFL, with people who love the NFL. Which I'm thinking, I'm like, is the bitch even watch NFL?
Hell no.
I ain't mean cuss like that. So, did she even watch the NFL,
you just see when she did the swag and surf?
No, not the famous white person. I said it like that. No. What was that funny video? He said, why? Like when the dude went ahead and sprayed water on his girlfriend, when she said, why would you do that? Like, nigga, oh, the ultimate betrayal. You swore. Jason, you swore. I said, God damn, not the swore. I think I did see. Now once I'm looking at glimpse.
While it was historically chilly at Arrowhead Stadium on Saturday night, it surely
wasn't
too cold to swag surf.
She kind of hitting it. What the fuck going on? She kind of hitting it.
Eliminating the Miami Dolphin.
Unless he's swimming.
Yeah, why is she... Yeah, why she doing that, actually? Yeah, well, I'm looking at her. Why you swerve?
Somebody,
it's swag and surfing, but, like, nigga, it's a swag. You got to do like this. Swag. When I surf. She doing this. I said, bitch, you sweating? What the fuck are you doing? You snorkeling, my nigga?
You deep scrolling?
What are you popping, locking, nigga? You we ain't fucking with this, nigga.
This nigga.
What's the old play that you ain't fucking with? Where's the old man? He's just like this. He said, what you want? What you want, young blood? What's going on, man? You ain't fucking.
this, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Do that look, officer. Do that fucking goddamn two T-Pain. So you ain't fucking with this, nigga. The fuck. You shake it, shake it, shake it.
I'm trying to.
Bitch, I'm fucking with this new style. Okay, we doing some cringy shit right now.
That I'm going to keep in.
But I'm.
Told him I spit. Don't look at me, nigga.
I'm going to say, you good? But that shit is crazy. Kind of pissing me off now. I ain't gonna lie. When I said it, kind of pissing me off how she just really swimming. Hey, why are you swimming?
She just got the green light to remix Swag and Surfing. Bitch.
Hold up, motherfucker. Hold it up. You say what?
Taylor Swift just got the green light to remix.
Bro, whoever swag the fuck. Nah. The real niggas who made that shit, you're going too fucking far, because I know what you're doing. You trying to do that shit to get more money off that motherfucker. It is not fucking worth it, because she gonna make that shit ass. She's a singer, not a rapper. She's a singer. She's a fuck. That's gonna be ass. I don't give a fuck who listens. Who a Taylor Swift fan? You can kiss my ass.
Of course, on a goddamn
nigga. Look, I said, look. No, this is like I said. I don't give a fuck. If you a Taylor Swift fan? You can kiss my ass on a Sunday morning when the sun don't shine, bitch. Cause I don't give a fuck. She gonna fuck it up.
I'm gonna swag when I serve.
Yeah, you better swag your ass back, goddamn, back to those goddamn suburban areas that you came from, motherfucker. Go back to one of your goddamn boyfriend, your terrible ass boyfriends.
Go ahead.
Why is she doing that? Stop that. It's just go side to side. Why you fucking that up?
No, it's easy.
Look, it's just easy. It's like you just doing like this.
Other people
did. And like
just...
you in a surfboard like this, nigga. Why is she swimming?
They all off beat too. They going too fast.
Yeah, why you? See, she would piss me off.
They doing this with their head.
I'm gonna smack the shit out of here. Stupid ass. Like, you telling me she got the green light, nigga, don't do that.
Let me see.
Wait, go back down and say, don't need it. I heard
It said, don't need it.
Go back and say,
here's what we don't need. Here's why we don't need it. We don't.
No, the fuck, we don't need it because she's not no rapper, bro. She's just a singer. And then if she does it, like you just said, he's ice swag. Like, she gonna try to swing.
Of course, I swag when I serve.
You better swag and surf your ass back to the suburban homes, nigga. Because, like, We don't need that. Niggas trying to do some shit like that because they getting more money off that. She's the number on Spotify. She's the second number two person, musician or singer or whatever. The top singer. Weeknd's number one. Drake is number three. The thing is, nobody asked for that shit. Nobody asked for Weeknd to remake. No, you know who didn't ask, bro?
She got a rap on that thing.
You know, like this with Metro Boomin when they did that. Keep It on the Low. What was it? Yes, he said, if you creep and keep it on a low.
Oh, yeah.
When they remixed that with Weeknd, I didn't ask for that when I heard that shit. I like, nigga, you fucking that up for me. Like, when
don't
I heard it, I like.
That shit.
Huh?
Don't nobody need that shit.
I didn't. Nobody asked for that shit. Like, bro, like the remix to that shit. Like, why would Metro Boomin go ahead and do the goddamn remix to that shit with the Weeknd? Nobody asked for that.
We didn't need that. The shit was already fine then. I don't know what the fuck touched my damn leg.
I see your pants. My black ass like, your pants,
the damn cord.
But like,
it said, listen to this. It said Taylor Swift recently swag surfing alongside Kansas City Chiefs fans gave the creators of Swag Surfing a boost.
She's swagging and drowned. The fuck you mean? She's fucking swagging and drowned. I'm sorry. Throughout that whole shit, what I took from what you just read, she fucking swagging and drowned. Nigga, the fuck you talking about?
She dived and didn't come back. She didn't come back up.
Nigga, she dived and drowned. You say swag and surf. Nigga, she dived and drowned. That's what she did, nigga.
That bitch gulped the water.
Like, you say we haters. That's what you say, like, nigga. But I'm just saying, like, if you fuck that shit up, like, it's a simple, you going side to side and you do, like, your hands like this. You on a surfboard like this. Like this. Like, that's earth. Like that, like, she did. Like, I said, why you? Look, this me. I like, nigga, is you swimming? Like,
you can watch any damn graduation who play that song or wedding. They gonna get crunk in that bitch.
Yeah, I know. It's just nigga.
On body and body and polo on my body got a bad mood. I mean, and I swear.
Remember, we can't remember some of the fucking lyrics. That shit. Nah. Heard that shit like how long? But not. I think, you know, this should be like the little closer. Let's go to a little not that serious note.
We got all through that shit?
Huh?
We got through all that whole shit today?
Yeah, man. I told you it wasn't that much. We were talking more about it. It wasn't that much.
Damn, for real?
Like, I got a list right here. This little checkpoint.
Damn.
It wasn't that.
Oh, no. I got to talk about my rap genius.
Yeah. Fuck. I smile so much. I can't. Go ahead. Talk about your rap genius. Ah, damn.
You ain't never had a chance that you thought you could rap, nigga?
Yeah, then I blew it for myself.
Me too.
I can't rap for shit, nigga. When you, I feel like I'd be a better person of, like, you know, you listen to a singer sing and then you can, like, progressively add your own lyrics to that song. But if you rapping, nigga, you gotta be on flow and on rhythm right then and there. Yeah. You can't just, like, when you sing, you can think about it. When you rapping, nigga, you gotta spit it out.
Nigga, that's how it was. I got two reasons why I shouldn't start rapping, nigga.
You said two reasons. You should.
I shouldn't, nigga.
I shouldn't.
Back when I was a middle school, bro, the first one was when I tried to write something and I had the beat over somebody's song that I fucked. I was like, I kept writing the same dude they had. All I had was bad bitch want to fuck. I said, nigga, that's what they rapping. And then the second one was when we was at school. You know, school, they have a little beating on the table and shit like that.
And I have the little back, like, you know, it's you, then it's the next person. Yeah. Like, yeah, I know, yeah.
I said, let me get in. Oh, he was, oh, he said, next. I said, damn. I can't even get a word in.
That motherfucker said, oh, he said, next. Damn, nigga, I started it off. He said, nah, nigga, we know what you want.
All right, nigga. Nigga said, you don't even look like a rapper. I said,
the whole that.
You don't look like a hooper.
No, my nigga was about to say, you ain't hear what I'm about to say. I said, the whole audacity. For some reason, instead of the audacity.
I hit the damn mic on my lip.
I got too many different laughs, my nigga. I got that wheezing laugh. I got that hit, that laugh. That I got that white dude, that white business laugh. You remember that white business
laugh? Uh-huh.
That white person. Uh-huh.
Jeffrey.
It's cringy now. We got too many cringy moments on this shit. What is this?
Like, I don't know. This supposed to be in the car, not outside the car. I want that rack, though.
I'm actually with you with that rack. Have a big, nigga, that's a whole workout area I'm doing.
Like, where the fuck am I put that shit at?
And where the fuck did you get this house at? I'm thinking of this. And nigga, you trying to get robbed here, nigga? You lucky we back in the 1800s, nigga, because once I kick you off your land, this shit fucking mine now, bitch.
Who is you, peasants?
This is our house. It was your house, nigga.
Nigga,
keep you ain't got no rights. Where's your paperwork?
Keyword
was. Or free squatters, nigga, because, like, when, during the war, nigga, when the people left their house, I claimed this motherfucker as my own, nigga.
This is mine, nigga.
Okay, we got problems. I got problems.
You both got problems, nigga. Everybody out there, well, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect.
I need to say some shit like that. I need to say that song. But nah, let's go to take this down to lesser note. I feel that Xbox, they said Xbox has given up. They're not making another system. You want to know why? Because guess what? They also, because, you know, I'm on my little gaming news, like, for TikTok and stuff.
What happened?
Little niggas.
Oh.
I'm sorry, that shit caught me off. Look at me. Well, you about to take a mean shit after that fight, that punch. But, bro, bitch, that's a cup. I laugh so hard them niggas put, like, a teddy bear squeak.
Squeaky.
Yeah. But now listen, like, they said Xbox on gaming news, they said Xbox is gonna go ahead and not even try to make any more exclusive Xbox games. They're gonna try to make all the Xbox exclusive games to be played on, that's raw, to be played on the Nintendo Switch and to be played on PlayStation.
So they're gonna bring Spider-Man over here?
No, only Xbox. Only all Xbox exclusive games will be played. Not just on Xbox, will also be played on the Nintendo Switch and the PlayStation. So I'm thinking, like, bro, if Xbox just gave up and they're not making another system for the next year and PlayStation already think about making a PlayStation 6, I said to myself, bro, I said, I might as well either trade in my Xbox and give me PlayStation 5 and then wait, or just wait till the PlayStation 6 drop and just get the PlayStation 6, because the Xbox ain't making no more systems.
What's the point?
What's the point? We should, I feel like, to be honest with you, I feel like all me, you, and Q, and JT, we should have just went ahead and just just went ahead when the PlayStation 5 dropped and they had PlayStation. We should just all went and got PlayStation 5s, bro.
To be honest.
Because Xbox just gave up. Like, I feel like Xbox really truly gave up on what they stand for. Because it was all good. It was all good back then. That's raw, for real.
I'm saying.
Like, it was all good back then, but now that shit is just trash.
That shit is just...
Like, ever since... I feel like the only... To me personally, the only two best exclusives that they had for Xbox was the Halo series. Of course, Halo.
Of course. That's
and classic. one of the exclusives that I played was, what was it? Sunset Overdrive.
Didn't play that.
You gotta play that shit. This shit funny. I ain't gonna lie.
I miss Watchdog, but I need Watchdog to be better.
But no, that was on Ubisoft. That's all.
What?
That's Ubisoft.
Watchdog.
Yeah, everything. That's all Ubisoft. Ooh, ooh. But the thing is,
never mind.
But the thing is, I think I started playing Assassin's Creed after Assassin's Creed Valhalla, because like if you ever played it and you saw like you played from the old ones. And you progress to the new ones is just like they trying to do all sorts of stuff on the new ones, but like the old ones is like how it was supposed to be, like not all this technological shit, all this upgrades and all that type of shit. Is like, you know, you can upgrade and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to look at the mechanics and all that. It's like they changed too many of the mechanics and how everything is.
They're doing too much.
It's like right now, like remember I told you that they had an article where they try to make. I think it was not Ubisoft, but one gaming company tried to make it to where you buy the game, you spend the $70 or so, what, no, I think it was GTA, you buy the game, I'm sorry, my hand, I'm not even doing hand, that's how my hand is.
Nigga said, that's an old nigga point, so get the shit, get the shit going,
that shit right there, get the... God damn it, get the thing.
Get the grandma, bro.
He said, put the thing on. Oh, whatever. Put the thing on. Oh, God put damn.
No.
What? Put it? What? Get so pissed off, can't finish your sentence. But nah, they made it to where even some other game, but I think it's Ubisoft too, but they made it to where even if you buy the game, you still got to pay, what, a couple of dollars per day just to play it on your system. Them niggas trying to get more money out you, bro.
Niggas trying to finesse for no reason.
Like, bro, like, I don't get what's wrong with some of these, like, gaming companies, but they really do need to calm down with this bullshit. Because, like, as soon as you do it, it's going to be to the point where companies, like, let's just say Nintendo and PlayStation, because rule out Xbox, rule out Microsoft, just say PlayStation and, let's just say Steam, like, PC gaming, PlayStation and freaking Switch and Nintendo, they gonna get to the point like, what's the point of making new programs to play these games, or what's the point of making new systems to play these games?
Right.
And they trying to do all this bullshit. If they keep on doing this bullshit with the gaming, that gives people no reason to come and buy our consoles to play those games.
Shit
is getting wild. Like, you thought 2023 was crazy, but 2024 is really getting crazy and really getting stupid, nigga. The year just started, my nigga.
Like, it literally is still fresh right now. How the fuck did he do that?
Scott probably got sticky stuff on his, sticky things on his feet. And the thing is, one thing I really don't get is what's crazy is, how we talk about with the social media type things with kids. It's like the same fucking thing with we talked about on the first episode when a girl went ahead and she got virtually
raped
on, like, nigga, I like, motherfucker, you couldn't just take the shit off? Your mom's couldn't hear you screaming, rip the shit off your head?
Take it off your damn head.
It's stupid. They're done. Like,
stupid ass little girl.
Like, she said, well, there's a child. What? Ain't y'all niggas saying, like, little kids are smarter now? The fuck, she couldn't rip that bitch off? Like, she couldn't tell that shit was fake?
She had that much common sense to take the damn shit off her head and cut it off? Bitch, go watch some Disney. Watch Peppa Pig, some shit.
What happened to that? Where's Dora the Explorer at? They ain't got that no more.
She done grown up.
God damn, nigga, where's Gold Diego go? He grown up.
Elmo, that nigga old as shit.
That nigga old as shit. Big Bird, them motherfuckers old as shit. The Muppets, they really old. They older than Sesame Street, goddamn.
You know, I just realized the Elmo Street had all the celebrities. Nigga, Erykah Badu.
Elmo's World?
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, Erykah Badu. You right, Erykah Badu.
Chris Brown.
Facts.
Usher.
Facts.
I was about to say Drew Hill. What that lady name is?
Damn, what is the song?
I think I know you talk. I gotta see. I think I know what you're talking about.
Lauryn Hill.
Yeah. But they had all the celebrities on that shit.
Queen Latifah.
Nigga, when back in the day.
She was fine, fine.
And nigga, I still mess with it.
That's right.
Black of the bear, sweet of the juice. Deep with the darker the flesh.
The girl of, what's the name? What's the movie name?
People be thinking, like, I don't care, bro. People say, they old, nigga, they ain't old. They just seasoned.
Like Angela Bassett.
Oh, my God.
Huh. To the D. When I get
nigga, famous, Erica Badu.
What's the lady name? What's that movie called with DMX and Nas? Belly. The girl of Belly.
Come on. With the blue lining. Oh my. Nigga.
Hey, shut up. You're like, motherfucker, let's get this shit going, nigga. God damn. Tell you something. I'm trying to find this motherfucker. Bro, you about to break the shit out your mic. I don't know here. Click, 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 tap, 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 tap. This nigga really about to break his shit just trying to find this motherfucker. He like, no, I'm trying to find this motherfucker.
What her name is? Terry Hicks? Terrell Hicks?
To the window. I don't know why I cut it.
To the wall.
To the wall. To the sweat.
Down, down my balls.
See,
oh.
I'm going to blame this shit out. You said it, nigga.
All these bitches crawl. All ski, motherfucker. All ski.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
Shut up, grow. So fresh, so clean. And I'm out, huh?
I think you all right? I mean,
and I'm out. Ah.
Nigga, look.
Face oily as shit, though.
Oh, my damn.
She looks slippery. Ah, shit. She looks slippery.
You know what? Underrated.
She look my dumb ass. She look moist. Oh, shit.
What? Don't be a.
You know how dumb I was about to say? You know what else I'm about to say, nigga? Yeah. My dumb ass about to say, she look easy to digest.
Easy to digest.
Yes. Ah, damn.
Oh, no. She was on the Parkers.
Come join us. You and Parkers.
Ah, shit. All right.
Where is she at? She was so fine. Where is she at?
You have to look at the elf so I can go and pick up those shit from Staples.
You do that, nigger.
Nigga, I gotta pick up my shit, bro. That shit closed.
Anybody know judging you, nigga?
That shit closed at 6. It's 4:20.
Oh, shit. I'm trying to find her real fast.
4:20.
4:20. Is it her? Yes. Ooh, she was fine. Did she pass away? Yes, she did pass away. She was fine. I'm trying to find a good picture. All them bright as hell.
Mm. I feel like the other one. She
had that little low cut too.
Ooh, Michael Jordan.
Melt in my mouth.
Melt in my mouth.
Melt in my mouth.
I still want the other one. She look easy to digest. She look slippery.
Slippery.
Ah, my damn shoulder.
All right, y'all. iPad about to die. That's recording this, bruh. It's at 34%. So guess what? We gonna go ahead and catch y'all later. It's the end of the episode. We gonna catch y'all later. It's been your boy Jack the Riot, aka GTR.
And it's your boy Bam Two Time, aka Bambino.
And that's it, yo.
This nigga talk like a little kid.
You get that? I talk like that shit when I was trying to get my when he was trying to put me in anesthesia, bro. I couldn't answer shit. Yeah, she's like, you okay? Like I couldn't say shit. I'm like,
nigga, you know about him.
Like, bro, that was trying to make fun of.
He's like, you good? Put you on a chair.
Get that ab lib. Get that ab lib, nigga.